Compost Inc. has long been proposing reforms to strengthen the oversight of the state's $110 billion pension fund that almost a million Floridians depend on for a secure retirement. And her major proposal is to expand the Board of Trustees. Right now, it's just her, Governor Crist, and Attorney General McCollum who sit as a Board of Trustees overseeing the state's pension fund. And she believes that there needs to be more than just three elected officials with no required financial experience to oversee this board. So on September 29th at the Cabinet meeting, she offered this proposal to expand the Board of Trustees to include at least one member with extensive investment experience and one member who was actually a beneficiary or a participant in the Florida retirement system. And there was some discussion on that. The governor and attorney general actually delayed voting on that proposal until the December 8th quarterly meeting that is obviously coming up next week. But there was also some discussion on if they were to expand the Board of Trustees, how they would have to do that. There was some question about whether this would have to take a constitutional amendment. Our legal staff said it would not. It would only take a legislative change. And after that discussion, we reached out to the Supreme Court Justice Major Harding. Justice Harding is also a constitutional scholar with the Florida Constitution. And Justice Harding issued an opinion for us that there would not need to be a constitutional amendment necessary to expand the Board of Trustees that oversee the pension fund. But this is something that could be done solely by the legislature. So we wanted to make sure that the governor and attorney general, or the other two elected officials who currently sit on the Board of Trustees, had the opinion from Justice Harding that we only need to do this by a legislative change. We don't need to take that additional step of also passing a constitutional amendment in order to provide stronger oversight over our state's pension fund.
And have any legislators, any state legislators, reached out to you and said, you know, we'd be willing to sponsor legislation to that effect?
We've heard from numerous state legislators who are very interested in working with CFO Sink on her reforms, both Democrats and Republicans. And right now, the CFO is planning to meet with the Investment Advisory Council, who advised the State Board of Trustees. She's meeting with them this Thursday at their annual meeting. And then she is going to be talking with the Governor and Attorney General next week. And after that, we'll be moving forward with legislation. She's hopeful that after the Attorney General and Governor and she have a chance to discuss this, that they join with her in pushing for this legislative change.
And remind our listeners why this is important, why the SBA, which oversees so much money, why CFO Sink thinks that it's so important to have more oversight.
This is the state's $110 billion pension fund, and these are the retirement security of our state's police officers, our firefighters, our teachers. And so she believes that the pension fund, that those people who are serving Florida depend on for a secure retirement, has to make sure that it has the strongest oversight, accountability, and transparency possible. Currently, we only have three elected officials who are not required to have any financial experience overseeing the $110 billion pension fund that a million Floridians depend on for a secure retirement. And so she believes that we need to expand that oversight and have real meaningful reform so that we can look these Floridians in the face and say that their financial future is protected.